640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Three adults and three children are dead in a mass shooting at a private school in Nashville. Metro Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron says the shooter is also dead.
When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers.
Investigators still don't have a motive. Meantime, President Biden is responding.
And we have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation.
And he's calling on Congress to act.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
What we saw today is devastating, is heartbreaking.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will continue pushing for a ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines, despite longstanding objections from Republicans in Congress.
He's an optimist and he's a fighter.
Jean-Pierre points to last year's bipartisan gun safety measure, the first such bill in 30 years, as one example of both sides coming together on the issue.
Thousands hit the streets in Israel today to stop the government from limiting its Supreme Court powers.
We're here to fight for our democracy, to take down this corrupt government.
And it's working. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has decided to delay his judicial overhaul plan. The move means a general strike to shut down the country's economy has also been called off. In New York, we are still waiting on a grand jury's decision related to hush money payments involving former President Trump. CBS's Graham Cates.
Here we are again. There are just a couple of protesters. But, you know, what we know is that today they're meeting again. We don't know for sure what they're going to be hearing while they're meeting.
Mr. Trump has urged his supporters to protest if he's arrested. People in Mississippi are cleaning up from an EF4 tornado that decimated entire neighborhoods over the weekend.
Trying to get what we can out of the rubble. It's pretty shocking.
At least 26 people were killed in Mississippi and Alabama. Officials in Philly say the water is safe to drink there, but people are panic buying bottled water following a chemical spill on the Delaware River.
You get panicked because you don't know whether or not, you know, everything is on target and how long it's going to last.
And now today they were saying the water was fine till midnight, but I'm not taking a chance.
The city says it'll keep on testing the water as cleanup efforts continue to get rid of the 8 to 12,000 gallons of a latex product that spilled on the Delaware. Tim Jimenez for CBS News, Philadelphia.
That latex is non-toxic. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Two questions about cash bail are on the ballot next week. The wording on the constitutional amendment questions causing confusion for some early voters. The first asks about setting conditions to protect the public from serious harm when releasing people before trial. The second asks if judges should be allowed to consider past convictions when setting bail. Groups speaking out against the amendment say they will disproportionately trap poor people behind bars. Republican sponsors say the amendments will protect the public. Both candidates for Green Bay's mayor say they've gotten threatening messages directed at their families. WPR reporting Wisconsin had the fourth most instances of threats or harassment toward election officials or poll workers in the country from January 2020 through September of 2022. Current Mayor Eric Gingrich and challenger Brown County Administration Director Chad Weininger will face off in the April 4th general election. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide from Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a development that just occurred as we went on the air in the state Supreme Court race. Janet Protasiewicz running against Daniel Kelly. And they just released a poll from the Milwaukee Bar Association. Let me explain what that is and why this is significant. Each of the counties in the state have bar associations. You know, there'll be a Waukesha Bar Association, Ozaukee Bar Association, Milwaukee Bar Association, and they're all under the aegis of the State Bar Association. And that's because lawyers police themselves. They have codes of ethics and so forth. They have lists of lawyers who are available for different kinds of cases because somebody calls up and they don't know beans about something, but they, you know, they're laymen, but they know they need a lawyer. They have somewhere to call. It's a very, very useful thing. I was a member of the Milwaukee Bar Association for, I don't know, 40 years. Now, the Milwaukee Bar Association is the biggest one in the state. It has about 3,000 lawyers. And the Milwaukee Bar Association conducts a poll of its lawyers, whenever there's a judicial race. And the reason they do that is because there's no one knows judges better than lawyers. They appear before them every day. I appeared before dozens of lawyers in my career, and not just in Wisconsin, but also in Illinois, in California, Florida, and a lot of other places. Well, the reason for the poll, and this is something that goes beyond politics, lawyers are looking for judges who are fair, honest, and smart. It's like football players with referees. They're not going to look for a referee that they think will go with them. They have no idea if they'll go with them. They're looking for a referee who's honest, who's fair, who knows the rules. And in law, that means knows the law. And frequently, a lawyer who is a Democrat like me will vote approval of a judge or a judge candidate who's actually quite conservative, but I know him or her, and I know them to be fair and that they will apply the law. And conversely, there are Republican lawyers, very conservative, who will vote approval of a Democratic lawyer, more liberal one, if they think they're fair and know the law. And there are an awful lot of questions that come up that don't involve criminal law. For instance, I'll give you an example. Everything in these judicial races comes down to attack ads based on criminal law and sentencing and this kind of thing. Well, I'll throw out a legal question to you. There's a breach of contract. Somebody breaches a contract and the plaintiff sues defendant for breaching the contract and says he wants damages in tort, not in contract. He wants damages for the devastation to his business for reasons other than this breach. Is that, does that state a claim under Wisconsin law? Only lawyers really know that, and really only lawyers who are involved in civil litigation. That's an example. There are other examples. If somebody asks for punitive damages in a tort case, how much can they give? Can they give whatever they want? Is there a formula? There are thousands of issues that come up in cases, civil and criminal. The Milwaukee Bar Association poll just came in of its lawyers, biggest bar association in the state, 3,000 lawyers. And you had an option to say qualified, unqualified, and no opinion. The result, 80% of the lawyers in the Milwaukee Bar Association said that Janet Protasiewicz is qualified to be on the Supreme Court. I've never seen it this low, to be honest with you. Only 23% of the lawyers in the Milwaukee Bar Association said that Kelly was even qualified to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And most disturbingly, with most people, there's always a very, they typically are very few people who say they're not qualified. Most of them will say no opinion or don't know enough. 65% of the Milwaukee Bar Association, the poll, said that Kelly was not qualified. That's astounding that they said that. So 65%, it's about 3-1 against him, said he's not qualified. He's not qualified. 23% said he was. With Janet Protasiewicz, 80% said that she was qualified. Now, you may say, some of the Republicans will say, well, it's Milwaukee. Let me tell you something. The Milwaukee Bar Association has members that live in Mequon, Ozaukee County, that area, Washington County. They practice in Milwaukee, Waukesha County. And their incomes tend to be higher than the average income. There are more Republicans, people who vote Republican than you think, among lawyers, even in Milwaukee. It is absolutely astounding with Kelly that lawyers know him well. He was on the Supreme Court by appointment. He never got elected. Never got elected in Wisconsin when there's a vacancy, and there was a vacancy. Scott Walker got to appoint someone. He appointed Kelly. And then the law is that he does not need Senate approval. He does not need popular approval. He can just do it. He can turn around and appoint his brother if he wants. But the caveat is that the person he appointed has to stand for election in the next Supreme Court election. And that's defined as an election where there's no other Supreme Court candidate on the ballot, because there are 10-year terms. And if anybody, they only want one Supreme Court candidate on the ballot. When he came up for election in 2020, he lost rather handily to Jill Karofsky. People sniffed him out. But this is an indication of people in the profession. In other words, if you had a vote among, say, doctors, who should be Surgeon General, and you don't, it's typically the president appointing him or her, but if 63% of doctors said this person's not qualified to be a Surgeon General, and 23% said he was, you don't want that as a guy as a Surgeon General. And here, that's what happened with Kelly, but 80% said that Janet Protasiewicz is qualified to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, it's funny. I've had neighbors where I live here in Milwaukee who always say to me, and several of them are quite conservative, really quite conservative Republicans, where they said, Matt, you know, I see lawn signs on your lawn, and you'll have a lawn sign for president or for Senate or Congress, and I understand where you're coming from. But we all want to see the lawn signs you put up for judge, because we don't know enough about judges. We don't know who would be a good judge. And we trust you to know that. And you're not going to put up a lawn sign that says you're for somebody and you know they can't do the job. And it has nothing to do with ideology. And I thank them. I was flattered by that. And it's true. I've had people ask me for their for my endorsement for judge, whom, you know, I may like personally, but I know there is no way that they have the knowledge, they have the judicial presence or demeanor, or frankly, the objectivity, knowledge of the Constitution, both state and federal, and they're slightly different, to serve as a judge. And the only time I will put up a lawn sign or endorse someone or contribute to them is if I think that they would be a good judge and that they have the capability to do that. And that is utterly irrespective, totally irrespective, totally irrespective of ideology. So this is not an ideological election to the Bar Association. This is, okay, Kelly, do you know what the rules are on things like punitive damages? Do you know what the rules are on whether you let somebody who's suing for breach of contract convert into a tort and then maybe get punitive damage? Do you know that? Do you know the history of that? And they came back and they are uneasy. 65% said they do not want Kelly, not want him at all, on the Supreme Court. That's astounding. I don't think I have ever, and I'm thinking back many years, I don't recall right now any other judicial candidate who got this far, where two-thirds of the MPA didn't just, you know, not vote for him. They said he's not qualified. And here, his opponent, 80%, say Janet Protasiewicz was disqualified, 23% only Kelly. The election is a week from tomorrow, and this is perhaps the most consequential judicial election we've had in a long time in Wisconsin. It will determine the Supreme Court, the direction of the Supreme Court. There are 7 members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are 9 members of the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court is the 800-pound gorilla, is the big kahuna, but they only really decide and write opinions on a couple hundred cases a year. And, you know, there are 50 states with tens, hundreds of thousands of cases. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court will, in effect, be the big kahuna for a lot of things. And it's 10 years. And now we are now 3 years into the second decade of gerrymandering. Janet Protasiewicz has said the maps are rigged and she won't put up with that. Daniel Kelly said the maps are politically correct in his point of view, or at least they're political, and he's not capable of touching them and won't decide that they are rigged. I got news, Kelly. I got news. The Constitution controls things like due process, equal protection, and fair maps. You can't say that it's totally political. You can't say that it is totally political. The other one is the 2024 election's coming up. Janet Protasiewicz will certify whoever wins it. Kelly will only certify the Republican. And when he says, no, I don't really say that, but I'm not going to say what I do, he's supported by the election deniers. He was paid $120,000 by the Republican Party, and he went around the state pretending there was fraud. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 AM.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 44. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 26. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Edward of Monona, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Edward?
Matt, I wanted to say something about the abortion debate. Those of us on the pro-choice side seem to think that an exception for rape or incest is a win. But I don't think it's a win at all, because as soon as you say that it was a rape or an incest, the anti-choice people are going to demand proof, and that proof is going to require a trial. And the trial is not going to be able to be done in the next day or the next week. All it's going to be is a reason to push that problem out farther and farther until the abortion is no longer viable. And on the other hand, I don't think you're going to find any 14-year-old girl who's going to step up to the witness stand and say, Uncle Charlie did this. So the whole thing really turns out to be just a false flag thrown up there by the anti-choice people, because they know right off that they're going to use it as a reason to delay.
Edward, thanks very much. Let me build on that, because frankly, I agree with you, but let me give you a little context here. Governor Evers has already said, you know, there is a bill. There was a bill introduced, or is going to be introduced, adding it to the 1849 statute, the 174-year-old statute, an exception for rape and incest. And it was unusual, because Governor Evers announced in advance he'd veto it for the very reasons you're talking. But also LeMahieu, the head of the Senate in Sheboygan, said he wouldn't permit it to go forward in the Senate, because he didn't want an exception for rape and incest. That's how polarized this has been. I think to boil down what you're saying and tell you why my agreement, Evers' position, and I think the position of everybody in the Democratic Party, is in, let's just restore Roe v. Wade. Now, what did Roe v. Wade say? Go back and read it, back in the early 70s. And it's very interesting. It says that in the first trimester, the state can't interfere at all with the decision. In the second trimester, there are certain abilities to ensure certain standards. In the third trimester, there's more of an interest in the state getting involved. Well, as a practical matter, the common law of this, all of the opinions that were written, boil down to this. You've got to trust the woman and the doctor giving the advice. Women overwhelmingly want to get pregnant. Many of them want to get pregnant. And if they don't, the first trimester is, 12 weeks, 13 weeks. I mean, that's very, very substantial. Plenty of time. And so if you restore Roe v. Wade, there were prosecutions, believe it or not, under Roe v. Wade. And let me tell you one in Philadelphia. There's an unscrupulous doctor who did very late term abortions that were unnecessary. And in some cases, the fetus survived. And he was prosecuted and he went to prison. And so I have absolutely no sympathy for people who don't realize that there's certainly a moral aspect to an abortion that very late in the pregnancy. But sometimes a woman who desperately wants the baby is told, look, the baby is dead. And if you have to deliver it, it could kill you, or you could have sepsis, or you need a DNC at some point in the pregnancy because the baby is outside of the placenta. All of this is medical stuff. What I am concerned about with what Voss is doing and LeMahieu is doing and what all the and Kelly is doing is this. There's 72 counties in this state. Counties like Milwaukee, John Chisholm, one of the best DAs in the country. Unnegotiable integrity, one of the best. And then you have Dane County, great DA. And of course, you have the Attorney General. None of them will prosecute a doctor or a woman. None of them. None of them. None of them. But what about the other 70 counties? Now, some of them won't. But there are a lot of counties in the state where you have very ambitious DAs who are sitting there in obscurity, who would love to be on court TV for a week. Could launch them to something, could launch them to the state Senate, could launch them to Congress, could launch them to governor. And some of them will prosecute a doctor. Some of them will. Some of them who are exceptionally inept will also prosecute the woman, although that's more rare. Doctors don't need that, Edward. They don't need that. It's hard to get OBGYNs to go to rural areas. It's hard to get to OBGYNs to come to Wisconsin. They have very, very high premiums, because there's a lot of risk. A birth nowadays is like a pilot landing an airplane. There must be 100% success, 100. You can't have a pilot or an airline that goes, we land 99% of our flights. Sadly, the other 1%, the passengers die. You can't have that. And that constructively is the standard that's being applied to OBGYNs. Now, obviously, there can be complications, but there's an extraordinary technology and extraordinary expertise that has made childbirth safer than it ever has been in human history. But if I'm an OBGYN coming out of a medical school, even in Wisconsin, am I really going to go? Do I have to pick my county where I'm going to practice by the reputation of the DA? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That is ridiculous. So what you're saying is absolutely right. If Voss were successful in saying there's an exception in rape or incest, a DA easily in a rural county could say, I don't think it was rape or incest. That's a factual issue. And I'm going to prosecute the doctor and he can or she can show proof that it was. And by the way, they'll hire a lawyer for $200,000. It'll take about a year to clear up. You think that lawyer is going to come to Wisconsin? I don't think so. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Edward. It was absolutely right. And you've put your finger on the underlying reason why people in general who think about this think that Roe v. Wade should be reestablished. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shah 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. Investigators in Nashville have confirmed the woman who killed six people this morning at a Christian private school was a former student. Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake has details.
We have identified the suspect right now, tentatively a 28-year-old female white.
Police spokesman Don Aaron has more on the victims.
The three students are deceased. Three staff members who were shot are deceased.
That's a total of six victims. And then you have the shooter who was engaged by two of our police officers, part of a five-member team, and she is deceased, for a total of seven individuals.
President Biden praised police from the White House.
It's heartbreaking, a family's worst nightmare. And I want to commend the police who responded incredibly swiftly, within minutes, to end the danger.
He's also calling on Congress to do more to end gun violence. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Rivet.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Disabled voters say local election leaders in Wisconsin are breaking federal law during early voting. Advocates say early voting poll workers are incorrectly telling disabled voters they cannot have someone else return their absentee ballots for them. The special election for Wisconsin's 8th Senate District has statewide implications. Democrat Jody Habish-Sinkin says a win for her would safeguard against a Republican Senate supermajority.
That will allow the legislators in control of the state Senate to do what they were threatening back in November, which is to start impeachment proceedings against Governor Evers, Josh Kaul, even Dane County judges and the like.
Habish-Sinkin and Republican Dan Knodel appeared on the Upfront TV show yesterday. In sports, the Bucks are at Detroit tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry. And I the
welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to the lines, I want to mention one other race that's going to be on the ballot a week from tomorrow, the 8th Senate District. Now, most people listening to this are not in the 8th Senate District. These are some suburbs in Milwaukee to the north and west of Milwaukee. It's essentially a gerrymandered state Senate seat. About a 55-45 seat. Alberta Darling held it. She stepped down on December 1, and now there is a special election. In this election, the Democratic candidate is Jody Habish-Sinkin. I know Jody, environmental lawyer, mom of four kids, is a great husband. I know him. And these are solid people. And she's running against this Dan Knodel. Knodel is an election denier. He's one of the ones that signed off on a letter to Pence, Michael Pence, urging him essentially not to certify the 2020 election and to throw it in the House of Representatives. He is a stooge, a lackey of Voss, that may actually hurt him in this race simply because Voss is becoming increasingly unpopular, even in the Republican Party. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Trump opposed him, so there may be people that will stay home. Jody Sabersinikin has a chance. But let me tell you the reason why this is so important. If Knodel wins, the Republicans have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. If Jody Sabersinikin wins, the Republicans do not have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. It's the ballgame. If they get a veto-proof majority, Evers can't veto anything. You know, he can try, but it'll be overturned. It is essential that no party, Democratic or Republican, have a veto-proof majority. You have to have a democratic process. This is probably the most important legislative election at the state level in a long time. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling. Jean, what's on your mind today?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Great show, Matt. You know, first of all, I have a real quick, fast, ticked off. I'll tell you something. That guy running for the Supreme Court, he shouldn't even be a dog catcher. And I'm just sickened by the ads that I'm seeing now to this date. They really get into detail, you know, like, oh, let a guy go for the kids are practicing oral sex. And I thought, why, you deviant son of a gun. I'm glad that didn't get you excited. I was mad as all get out, and there's no way for me to even express it anywhere. As today, I watch another shooting in a goddamn school. Now, these people here that are trying to just disparage a good judge, a caring judge, one that works for everybody. Now they say, oh, she's partisan. No way in God's green earth is she partisan. You know, the Republican Party doesn't have a chance in you know where if they don't get things restored. And the way things
Well, Gene, here's the deal. I want to pick up on something you just said. It's very, very important. And that is, with Kelly, this is the slime machine. Remember, said this many times, they have a two-minute drill. In the NFL, they have a two-minute drill. When you're within 2 minutes and you need to score, they have a drill. The Republican drill is slime. It's pouring buckets of slime. And those ads you're talking about that give very, very graphic examples of sexual practices of criminals, that's intended as slime. And it's not intended to switch anyone's vote to Kelly. It's intended to have people who would vote for Janet Protasiewicz get disgusted with the whole thing and stay away. Much of what they say in those ads is false. Let me give you an example. One of the ads, they say that she could have sentenced somebody to 60 years. That is false. The initial charge in that particular case did have a possibility of a 60-year sentence. The DA amended the charge to something less after consultation and plea bargain and in discussion with the victim's family. And then it was something that wasn't 60 years. When they throw out 60 years, everybody goes, oh, my God. The reason that in the Milwaukee Bar Association poll, 80% of the lawyers, Democrat and Republican, said that Janet Protasiewicz was qualified to be in the Supreme Court. And only 23% said Kelly was, and 65% Kelly's not qualified, is for a reason. They see through that stuff. It's bunk. It's slime. Do not let yourself be deterred from voting next Tuesday because of slime in the two-minute drill. Thanks a lot, Gene. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thank you, Jeannie. I just wanted to mention the Waco rally. I only seen little bits of it. But if you're still on board with this guy, I don't know what to say. My understanding, there was Confederate flags there, Nazi flags there. And I didn't hear any Republicans denouncing his rally. And I might add that Kelly is a mega Republican. Let's say Trump does run again. He gets the nomination. He loses, which he'll deny. And it's up to Kelly to rule on the election. You know what way he's going. So just for that reason alone, he needs to be defeated. And the other one is fair maps. We need to get democracy back in the state. But the mega rally was truly despicable, Matt. I don't know if you're going to mention anything about it, but at this point, mega Republicans. You need to find somebody else. All right, Matt, thanks for listening to me
today.
Yeah,
Paul, I'm glad you raised that. And here's the deal. I want to talk about it right now at the rally in Waco. And this is something that is a cancer in the Republican Party. Let me tell you some of the things that Trump said and that Marjorie Taylor Greene said, who's supporting him. By the way, half an hour after it started, a big part of the crowd left and they interviewed them on the way out and they said, well, yeah, we want to get back to our cars. And a lot of what he said was to make fun of DeSantis and his name and all this. And there was silence. There was crickets. People don't like that anymore. And a lot of them showed up just out of curiosity. But I'll give you a couple of examples of what he said and also a couple of examples of what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. He said, quote, praising Putin, he said, quote, this is Trump on Saturday, quote, if you saw Putin the other day with President Xi, he's smart, top of his game. President Putin, these are smart, very smart people standing there talking about the world order for the next 100 years, quote, end quote. Hey, Jack, we're Americans. We will determine the world order for the next 100 years, not Chaikoms and not the Russian mafia. OK, then he goes on and he goes this. Here's what he said. I used to talk to Putin. I get along well with Putin. I used to talk to Putin about Ukraine. It's certainly something he had on his mind. Certainly something he had on his mind. Then he goes on, Putin wanted to get a piece of Ukraine, but now it looks like he'll end up probably the whole thing, end quote. That is treason on the hoof. If there's any Republican out there listening to this, any independent, that is treason on the hoof. Treason on the hoof on Waco after a year genocide and sadism in Ukraine. The Trump at a rally say that Putin is smart with Xi, top of his game, that they were standing there talking about the world order for the next 100 years. He's going to let the commie Chinese and the commie Ruskies, mafia Ruskies, set the world order for the next 100 years? I don't think so. What about the Pax Americana? What's the Pax Americana? P-A-X, peace in Latin. That's what's called the peace that started in 1945 after we won the World War II. That's lasted till now, till Trump. Pax Americana is based on democracy, rule of law. We formed NATO. We had the Marshall Plan. We rebuilt Europe, Germany. We rebuilt Japan. And this clown, this treacherous clown, I'm going to use an analogy that I have before. I'm going to use it again. Have you ever seen two German shepherds together playing and one is submissive to the other? They can be the same size, but one will be submissive to the other and present his throat to the other. Trump presents his throat to Putin. Trump is submissive to Putin, servile to Putin. You remember the Helsinki press conference where somebody said the CIA and the FBI say that Putin hacked into the 2016 election? He shrugged. He said, Putin says he didn't. I don't know why he'd lie. He does not trust his own intelligence services. Why is he this Rusky servile sympathizer? For ideology? No, not for ideology. He has been funded by the Ruskies, by the Russian mafia, for decades. Eric Trump said that to a journalist. He also, in my opinion, the Steele report was correct, that there is a tape hotel room in Moscow where he engaged in, well, this is not a nice way to put it, I'll put it coprophilia with two female agents from what had been the KGB posing as prostitutes. He himself said in a press conference right after just before the 2016 election, he said, I knew they were taping me. Oh, really? I don't know why I'd know that. You know, they have cameras everywhere. They have cameras in the bathroom, in the bed, on the ceiling. I knew that. I wouldn't have done anything because there were cameras there. He looked guilty as hell. Who says something like that? You know, you think Abraham Lincoln or Harry Truman or Dwight Eisenhower would have said something like that? He is servile because if the Coprophile video ever gets out, his most ardent supporters, who who can't even dream of that kind of sexual conduct and perversion will turn away from him. Now, here's another really choice thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're endorsing Trump. She retweeted Putin's speech with Xi. She retweeted his speech. She says Putin says that the U.S. shoots itself in the foot and Middle Eastern countries are switching to the Chinese yuan. Then she said, quote, the warmonger Biden and the Ukraine war is going to plunge Americans into economic chaos or woes. Then she called for Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor in New York, who's looking at Trump and the porn star hush money, called for his arrest. She said, quote, we have to stop allowing Democrats to abuse us. It's like we are a beaten spouse, end quote. She's a seriously, seriously disturbed individual, a bad individual, a vicious individual. But this is the fruit of Trump's Waco speech, the rally. It was a small rally, and then they left before it was over. But this fixation with one German shepherd showing his throat to the other German shepherd to acknowledge servility, to acknowledge dominance on the part of Putin. Let me tell you something else that's just, this is really precious. Xi played Putin. When they asked him about Putin's threat to put nuclear weapons on the Belarus border, he said, well, you know, that we don't want anything destabilizing. But even worse, and this is really great, Xi refused to sign a contract for gas from Siberia and oil with Putin. Why did he do that? Because Siberia, that part of Siberia, had been the property of China until the 1850s during the Opium War, the Second Opium War. And they want it back. They don't just want Tibet. They want Siberia. They want the Paracels Island in the South China Sea that the Philippines and Vietnam claim. They want the Kuril Islands just north of Japan. And that's what Putin is claiming. Somebody has got to beam in the equivalent of a Radio Free Europe through Russia that Putin sold out to the Chinese. They're playing him. He is a lackey to the Chinese now. But more importantly, Trump is a lackey to Putin. How sad and stupid it is to be a lackey to a lackey. It's not just stupid. This guy's running for president of the United States. We can't have treason. He's already said he withdraws from NATO. He already said he withdraws from NATO. Does that bother anybody out there who's a Republican? I don't care if you're a Republican or an independent or an independent-leaning Republican. Who cares? Are you an American? I ask you that question. Are you an American? Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Taking it to the street.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 23. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows around 26. Chance of snow Wednesday, mixed precipitation possible at times on Thursday. A dusting of snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, what's going to happen in New York with the porn star hush money case? Trump has been attacking Alvin Bragg directly. Marjorie Taylor Greene at the Waco rally called for his arrest. He's now gotten death threats and white powder in an envelope. White powder in an envelope. And the death threat said, Alvin Bragg, I'm going to kill you. They tested the powder. Turned out to be not toxic. So what? He's had to calm down his staff. I mean, you know, they live in New York. They take the subway home from the courthouse downtown. It turns out, they traced the death threats. There was also a bomb threat. They traced it to email accounts in Russia. In addition to that, these bomb threats also were directed to some government buildings and some public schools. Let me tell you something. Threatening a prosecutor for doing his job is a felony. Trump, both in Waco and elsewhere, has said that death and destruction will follow. Death and destruction. He said of Alvin Bragg, why and who would do such a thing? Only a degenerate psychopath who truly hates the United States. At long last, okay, at long last, is there going to be a prosecution of Donald Trump for threatening violence to public officials? At long last. Merrick Garland, where are you? That's a federal offense. That's a federal felony. It's also a state felony. Yeah, Alvin Bragg can do it, but they're leaving him and Fannie Willis out on a ledge and not giving them backup. Merrick Garland, prosecute Donald Trump. All of this is a federal offense. Threatening a prosecutor is. The extortion of Raffensperger in Georgia is a federal offense. It's a presidential election, and he's leaving it on Fannie Willis. Taking classified documents and lying about them, not giving them back, transferring them, some of them having nuclear material mentioned in them, it's a federal offense. Ginning up the insurrection is a federal offense. You could combine it in one lawsuit, one criminal prosecution. Merrick Garland, get off your butt. Go to the line. Stephen of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Stephen of Madison?
Hi, Matt. This is Stephen from Madison. I don't know if you've talked about this today, but I'm wondering what your take is on the letter from Congressman Stile and others to Bragg about the Trump prosecution in New York.
Yeah, it's a good point. No, we have not yet today, Stephen. I commented on it the other day, but there's a development. Thank you for pitching me the ball, and I'm going to pick up on it right now. A letter was sent out by three committee chairmen, and it was Jim Jordan, head of Judiciary, Comer, head of the Oversight Committee, and Stile of Janesville. you know, Wisconsin congressman, Republican, head of the administrative committee of the House. And it went to Alvin Bragg to intimidate him. And that letter said they wanted to turn over all his evidence to Congress, right in the middle of a criminal prosecution, all his evidence, including documentary evidence, transcripts of statements. So what? They can what? Evaluate whether he should go forward? Have they read the Constitution? Why is Stile in Congress? Stile has been trying to fly under the radar, sort of like Gallagher up in Green Bay, saying, we are not bat feathers crazy. We're not nuts like Fitzgerald and Tiffany. We're not just plain crazy. We're moderates. We're moderates. We bad. We're moderate. Baloney. They're complicit. That kind of a letter going from three committee chairmen in Congress to Alvin Bragg is a threat. It's a threat. And Jordan is now apparently proposing legislation, and I'd love to see this. I don't think this guy knows any constitutional law. I don't think he has anybody on staff that knows any constitutional law. Trying to outlaw Bragg going after Trump. Now, let me tell you something. There's a lot of case law, Younger v. Harris, one of them. This goes back to the early 70s, 50 years ago, where the Supreme Court said a federal court even should not get involved in stopping a state prosecution until it's reached a stage where it can be appealed. You don't want federal judges. How about that Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the one from Florida, who basically stopped the investigation for months into Trump stealing and hiding classified documents? You don't want to have characters like that do it, right-wing nuts. You don't want that. It's against the law. It's against the Supreme Court precedent. Here it's even worse. This isn't a federal judge wanting oversight over Alvin Bragg. These are partisans. One of them, Jim Jordan, met in the White House with Trump Christmas week just before the January 6th insurrection, plotting the Green Bay sweep, plotting the fake electors. This guy, Jim Jordan, is a traitor to the United States. He himself should be prosecuted. The fake electors should be prosecuted. Alvin Bragg shouldn't be prosecuted. The clown Stile, I never was all that impressed with him, quite frankly, listening to him and looking at him. This is not a particularly deep pond to swim in. This guy, they say to him, all right, send a letter essentially designed to intimidate an elected DA for holding a grand jury to look at a hush money payment where the guy's lawyer, Cohen, went to jail already. And he never even had anything to do with Stormy Daniels. This isn't just partisan. If you flip this over, you know, Biden's president, or if Obama had been president, and they did that to a Republican prosecutor somewhere who in good faith was looking into a criminal violation, it would never happen. People are forgetting that. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It does not come immediately. It does not come with a bunch of guys with medals and submachine guns that you're kicking down your door. Little cat's feet, one judicial decision at a time, crooked decision, one crooked Congress, crooked people like this, and that's what happened. We ran out of time. This is great. Still a lot of topics. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Appreciate all the great call-ins. I'm signing off for today.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.